I'm also just taking reactions from ordinary Americans today at 1-800-520-1234. 1-800-520-1234. Let's begin in the east and head west. Doug in Atlanta. Welcome to the Hugh Hewitt Show, Doug.
Hey, I've been seeing all this this napalm these Reagan-hating columnists have been dropping, and I was thinking, you know, what if we compared Reagan to somebody that they could identify with, that they liked? And I was just thinking in the car here that Reagan had a lot in common with JFK. Both cut marginal tax rates, and they both stimulated the economy that way.
That's right.
Both of them stared down communism in their own way. The Cuban Missile Crisis was certainly a win for us. But,
but Bay of Pigs didn't go so well, whereas Grenada, Nicaragua did. But okay,
it was sort of okay.
Yeah.
And Reagan, of course, militarized like crazy, but it took down the Soviet Union and the computer biz. We call that a feature, not a bug.
Yep.
And also, it was Kennedy, I believe, who said something. People say, I see things as they could be, and I ask, why not? And I think Reagan said the same thing about, you know, communism and freeing the huge vision.
They both had great vision.
Not just a little one. And in fact, I mean, taxes are legislation. You know, lowering taxes is nothing but passing a bill. But Reagan really had vision to see the world as it could be and say, why can't we, you know, do that instead of just holding back? Why can't we defeat them? And took steps in that direction. So, you know, you want to make the comparison, we can, you know, make those kinds of comparisons, and I don't see how people can naysay any of that.
No, they will find a way, Doug. It's not about the facts. It's about power and envy and a whole bunch of things. It's not about the facts.
It's about party in a lot of cases. It's just the wrong party that did it, according to them, and so it doesn't matter what was done. When Saddam Hussein was captured, people were crying, oh my goodness, that means Bush is going to be in there for four more years, you know?
Yeah, it's not about the results, it's about party. Hey, thank you, my friend. Take care.